What is it you want to know about the universe?
I just want to know one thing, which is why things are the way they are.
This is Point of Discovery. Here in part two of our continuing remembrance of Steven Weinberg, we're going to dive a little deeper into what we know because of him. Weinberg was one of the world's greatest theoretical physicists, and his passing last year was deeply felt, not only by us here at the University of Texas at Austin, but by a broad community of scientists and science-loving people. In this 1990 interview with Bill Moyers, Weinberg summed up the goal of his life's work as to know why things are the way they are.
We now have a picture that underlies atomic physics in terms of the properties of elementary particles. It's sometimes called the standard model.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ask, why is that true? Well, that's what I want to do. I want to trace these chains of why down to their roots.
Almost like a five-year-old child who goes around asking his or her parents, why?
Yes,
why,
that's right.
Why is the bird singing?
That's right. We want to be thoroughly unpleasant and keep asking, why is that true? When you get an answer, you say, well, why is that true? And the amazing thing is that we can go pretty far, but in doing it, we discover some remarkable things about the universe. One of the things we discover is that these chains of explanation seem to converge to a common source, because it doesn't matter whether you ask why is the sky blue or why is water wet, you always get down to this level of elementary particles. And also we find that things get simpler as you get toward the roots of the chains of explanation.
What do you mean they get simpler?
You have to say less and less as you get deeper and deeper. There are fewer and fewer principles. We're beginning to get a feeling that we're really getting rather close to the roots.
In writing, we have a mantra that could just as well have been Steven Weinberg's. Simplify, simplify, simplify. The first big step for him was to show that at really high energies, two of the four forces of nature were actually different manifestations of the same force. It was really quite a remarkable leap of imagination. These two forces seemed so different. One holds a magnet to your fridge. The other plays a role in the fusion reaction that fuels the sun. It would be like saying, if you turn up your car stereo loud enough, the Beatles and Run DMC are actually the same band. Okay, maybe that's not the best analogy, but you know what I mean. That work earned Weinberg a Nobel Prize in physics, and it became a central pillar of something called the Standard Model.
There's no question that the work that he did that led to the creation of the Standard Model of particle physics was absolutely groundbreaking, not just for particle physics, but also for cosmology, which is the field I work in. So every single day we are using the backbone of what he gave us.
That's UT Austin cosmologist Catherine Fries. The Standard Model is this simple chart that describes all the known particles and forces in the universe and how they relate, except gravity. But we'll come back to that. It did super well. It made predictions that were later tested and confirmed. It explained a lot of what we know about the universe. It brought order out of chaos.
Well, first of all, there was something beautiful because it put in the same theory various forces, so electromagnetism, the weak force. They were all kind of cast in a unified language.
That's UT Austin physicist Willie Fischler. The Standard Model evolved over the years as particle physics experiments filled in missing bits and identified new particles. But it was built in a way that allowed it to accommodate these modifications. Rather than weakening the model, these new insights made it stronger. It's remarkable how the model is flexible enough to accommodate every experiment that's come along so far.
You do this, you do that, it always fits. So that, to find a theory that does that, it's highly non-trivial, right? You scatter electrons from nuclei, you scatter electrons from this, you scatter nucleons on nucleons, whatever you do, and it all fits.
And yet, despite all that success, physicists were not 100% happy, especially Steven Weinberg. If you want to understand why things are the way they are, the Standard Model is the best thing since sliced bread. But it still leaves some physicists unhappy. Why? Professor Weinberg explains in a documentary from the producers of the World Science Festival.
But it works, and in an almost boringly repetitive way, we keep testing it. The discovery of the Higgs boson a few years ago turned out to just fit what was expected. It would be tragic if the only thing we did at the Large Hadron Collider or anywhere else was to go on elaborating the verification of the Standard Model. And because the Standard Model is certainly not the end of the story. I mean, no one thinks it is. It has a lot of unexplained features like numerical quantities, ratios of masses. We don't know where they come from. It doesn't include gravitation, which is a big thing not to include. We're happy with it as far as it goes. We desperately want to go beyond it, and we may not be able to in our lifetimes.
Not only does the Standard Model not include gravity, it can't explain dark matter, which makes up most of the mass of the universe.
None of the particles of the Standard Model have the right properties to make up the dark matter. So 5/6 of the mass of the universe is not in the form of anything described by the Standard Model. Well, it's something we ought to know more about.
For much of the rest of his career, Weinberg searched for a simpler and more complete explanation for why the world is the way it is. Some have called it the theory of everything. Weinberg felt that one of its features would have to be beauty.
It's not easy to say what you mean by a beautiful theory, but I think it's something like the beauty of a tight, highly structured art form like a sonata or a sonnet.
This is from a conversation he had in 1993 with Marty Moskowain for the radio program Fresh Air.
When you hear a classical sonata, you have the feeling that no note could be changed, that you would not want to rewrite a single bar of the music. Physical theories have that kind of beauty of a sonnet or a sonata. When they're beautiful, I think they're beautiful because there's nothing in them that you could imagine to be different.
Well, is that the feeling that you get, that you're on the right path? You talk about a feeling of inevitability.
That's right. We are looking for theories that give us that sense of inevitability. The Standard Model of elementary particles is a long step in that direction compared to the mishmash of miscellaneous facts that we physicists had to learn when I was a graduate student. But it's not all the way. There are elements in the Standard Model which are quite arbitrary and are just put in to make the theory agree with experiment. And it's those arbitrary and hence ugly things that make us sure it's not the final answer.
In the decades following his Nobel Prize, Weinberg worked on string theory, black holes, quantum gravity, and many other interesting problems. There are few areas of theoretical physics that he didn't leave his fingerprints on. Though he never cracked the code on the theory of everything, he left behind a rich tapestry of relationships, explorers and protégés, the people he inspired along the way, who will help carry on the search. That's our show. On Monday, March 21st, UT Austin is hosting a memorial lecture in honor of Steven Weinberg, featuring his fellow Nobel laureate, MIT's Frank Wilczek. This event is free and open to the public, both in person on the UT Austin campus and virtually. You can find out more on our website at pointofdiscovery.org. Point of Discovery is a production of the University of Texas at Austin's College of Natural Sciences and is a part of the Texas Podcast Network. The opinions expressed in this podcast represent the views of the hosts and not of the University of Texas at Austin. Our website is at pointofdiscovery.org. There you'll find links to interviews with and about Steven Weinberg, as well as a link to donate to his theory group at UT Austin. Special thanks today to UT Austin's Willie Fischler and Catherine Fries, and our Department of Physics. Our theme music was composed by Charlie Harper. If you like our show, be sure and tell your friends. We're available wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Our senior producer is Christine Sinatra. Thanks for listening, and stay safe out there.